and a common childhood disease, not so common now, I guess.
Measles.
Very, very violent. You could die from it. Coughing. I think.
Coughing. You call it whooping cough.
Yeah.
Whooping cough.
What's diphtheria?
Diphtheria. Mm-hmm. That affects the throat, closes the throat.
And see, when someone's so sick and they become yellow in the, around the eyes and they're sick.
Jaundice. Okay. Yeah, jaundice.
Okay. And when we have pain.
Appendicitis.
Okay. Hey, how about, is it, do you have any old fashioned names for that? For appendicitis?
Stomach ache? Not that, you don't mean that.
I don't know what they mean. I
have an old fashioned name for appendix.
Appendicitis.
Appendicitis. No, I don't. Does it give somebody?
Mm-mm. When we're sick sometimes and we
vomit.
Okay. Do you know any?
Throw up. Up chuck.
Any others? Or if you wanna say it nicely.
Regurgitate. Lost your dinner. But I know that, well, that was so nice and all. Sort of naughty nice, kind of nasty nice to lose your dinner and have to think about your dinner. And that
if you have pain in your stomach, you say he is sick.
At the stomach.
Okay.
Some people say to the stomach, sick to the stomach. That means something else, doesn't it? Sick to the, I say he's sick at the stomach. To mean you really are nauseated. If you're sick to the stomach here, it means you're disgusted with something.
Oh.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Not very nice thing to say.
Before a couple was married, they
coded.
Yeah, other terms for dating.
Went to GABA. Dating, went to GABA. Coded.
Okay, give me some good terms for refusing to marry someone. Something really dramatic.
Turn him down.
But is that kind of any terms you can think of?
Broke up. Break
for
up.
Refusal of marriage.
Say no. Turned him. That's all I can think is turned him down.
Okay.
Broke his heart.
Okay.
Gave back his ring. Broke the engagement. Oh, left him at the church. That's
okay.
One.
You have to answer the funny one.
Church.
Too.
Left him at the altar.
How about if they don't refuse, their couple
except
does get
married.
And sometimes the attendant of the bride, not the maid of honor, another
matron of honor, bridesmaids.
What happens at the wedding usually? I mean,
they take a honeymoon.
Yeah, and a
trip.
Type of celebration.
A reception. Have a reception. Now they usually are held in the church hall.
What would they mean by a noisy serenade after?
I don't know. They must have different customs in different places. I know in some places they tease or bother or stay with the bride and groom all that first night in some places and call it a chivalry. Have you ever heard of a chivalry? And they'll just keep them away. They'll come wherever they are. They'll find out where they're staying, and the people, their friends, will come down and make a big joke out of it and not leave them alone.